Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins from Your Black World and the Black Business School, and I wanted to talk for a second about people who we see camping outside to buy the latest Air Jordans. I think a lot of us kind of understand the just how strange that is, maybe the absurdity of it, and that it is what it is, right? So if you're one of those people who would never do something like that, then I'm not really talking to you. And also, I'm not here to demonize the idea of wanting to own a pair of Jordans or own a pair of nice sneakers or whatever. I mean, everybody gets caught up in fashion trends. Everybody gets caught up in things where we're convinced that that having a certain type of shoe or a certain kind of, you know, outfit makes you a better person, makes you fit in more with society, all of that. Everybody falls in that trap at some point, especially when you're young. But let me just tell you a few things about just how this sort of works. You know, how companies are able to kind of pimp you and control your mind and get you to do this sort of thing. Well, first and foremost, corporations invest billions of dollars in what they call compulsive buying. That means that they try to link into your subconscious and get you to see value where there is none. So it's like if I show you this little statue I have of the Eiffel Tower, I bought this for maybe $10, $5, something like that. But if I, you know, let's say that I had a bunch of celebrities holding up this statue, you know, Beyonce, and then I had Lil Wayne holding it up, and then I somehow made this sort of the coolest, trendiest thing to own, I can literally come back to you and sell you this $10 statue for $100, $200, etc. And what I've done is I've created perceived value into your head where there was no value at all. So what's happening? I'm buying it for 10. I build the lie. I build the image. I build the illusion. I build the myth. And then I sell it to you for 100. I make $90. $90 in real money. And you get $90 worth of illusion, satisfaction, some sort of maybe self-esteem, some sort of validation that really you didn't need in the first place. But I convinced you that you needed it in order to be normal and in order to fit in. This is a science, y'all. I mean, you know, corporations. What happened was about 100 years ago, corporations started digging into the studies by Sigmund Freud, the great psychologist, to find ways to get people to buy things that they didn't need, to really trick them into wanting things that they could go without. And so when you look at what happens in the fashion industry is very good at this. They will literally take a pair of crappy, you know, $2 jeans and put them on the right people and put them on display in a certain way, and people will go and they'll pay $200 or $300 for those $2 jeans. And you know, it is what it is. I mean, people are always going to do this, but what happens is the American consumer goes deeper and deeper in debt because corporate America kind of you know, engages in these very subtle tactics to get you addicted to excessive consumerism. And what happens is it becomes a mutually addictive process, in the sense that the consumer is addicted to the products, the corporations are addicted to the money that's coming from the consumers, so they can't stop slinging the dope, the consumers can't stop taking the dope. So what I would say to anybody who's smart enough to kind of see beyond this, not everybody's going to do that. Some people will literally, unfortunately, because they're not interested in higher level thinking, they're going to be led by their instincts. You know, unfortunately, just like, you know, I can lead an animal by his instincts, right? I give him food he wants to eat. I give him a female he wants to have sex, whatever, right? So some of us just sort of live off of our instincts, and it's unfortunate because if that's all you do, then there are people there that are designing things to control your instincts. But for those of you who are engaged in higher level thinking, who want to break out of this, first thing I want to say is this: there's nothing wrong with having nice shoes. If you want Jordans, I'm not going to knock you for that. Now, mind you, there's some ethical issues in terms of what people are saying about these investments in prisons and all that stuff. I have to look into that. But outside of that, there's nothing wrong with wanting nice stuff periodically, getting yourself something, you know, that makes you feel better or whatever. That's fine. I'm not going to judge that. But at the end of the day, what you want to do is you want to kind of look at our economy in terms of pimps and hoes. Basically, the pimps are the producers, the investors, the corporations, and the owners. The hoes are the consumers, the borrowers, the spenders, and the people that are being owned by the corporations, right? So the question is, which side do you want to be on? Do you want to be the pimp or do you want to be the hoe? And I'm not saying you want to be a pimp in terms of hurting people. Now, that I know that's probably not the perfect analogy, but the fact is, at the very least, you want to be empowered. Empowerment means that you don't want to exploit anybody else. but at the same time, you don't let anybody exploit you. So when you go and you see that kid that wants to line up and buy a pair of Nike sneakers or whatever, just say to him, look, you know, you could buy a share of Nike stock, and I don't know what Nike stock is selling for. I just bought some. I think it's selling for about $120, $130. So it's selling for a price that is lower than the cost of these shoes. The difference is that a person who bought shares of Nike stock a few years ago would have substantially more money today than they had when they originally bought the stock. So that's the question. Which one is going to increase in value? That pair of shoes on your feet that are going to be obsolete in about a year, because you're going to feel, again, corporations have what they call planned obsolescence, where they plan to make what you bought obsolete. They don't want you to buy one pair of shoes and keep them for 10 years. They want you to buy a pair of shoes and get a new pair every 6 months when they have the new release, right? So the value is going to deplete instantly. Whereas that share of stock, you own that, you buy more, you buy another and another. Next thing you know, your assets are growing. The biggest gap between, or the biggest reason for the gap between the rich and the poor in America is stock ownership. You got to look where the money's going in this economy. It's almost like medicine. The part of the body where the medicine is injected tends to be the healthiest. When Obama bailed out the economy, what did he do? He sent money to Wall Street. He could have sent it to you. He could have put it into, you know, into jobs. He didn't. He sent it to Wall Street. That's why Wall Street took off, and they made a killing. And the thing is that there's no whites only sign on the stock market. Anybody can buy one share of stock, two shares of stock, just whatever you can get, just add it up. But don't get into this consumerism thing, because I'm telling you, they are trying to pimp the hell out of you, and some of us are falling for the okie doke. That's all I want to share with you. I'm Dr. Boyce Watkins from the Black Business School. You can join the Black Business School at theblackbusinessschool.com. You can join for free. The classes do have a cost, but the cost is extremely low. So I hope you'll come check it out, because we must become financially empowered, economically liberated, and get away from this nonsense. And if I see you in line to buy a pair of Jordans, then I'll say what my Christian friends say. I'll pray for you. All right. Well, take care, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.